This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. dollar has been on a roll this year. Compared to our major trading partners, it's up about 5% this year. It recently hit a more than 30-year high against the Japanese yen, although the yen has rebounded some this morning. A strong dollar can have a lot of consequences, from making our exports more expensive around the world to potentially unsettling global markets. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
What does a strong dollar mean?
Currencies are basically a measure of whose economy is doing better. And the U.S. economy is doing better than pretty much everyone else.
Jonas Gulterman at Capital Economics says because the U.S. economy is strong, the Federal Reserve has kept interest rates high to fight inflation. And, says Joseph Gagnon at the Peterson Institute for International Economics,
when U.S. interest rates are high, it makes dollar assets attractive, especially bonds and bank deposits in the U.S. that pay interest.
Which can hurt other economies, says Jonas Gulterman.
It tends to pull a lot of other currencies down, not just the Asian currencies, but other emerging markets. And that can generate uncertainty and volatility.
Here in the U.S., a stronger dollar makes our exports more expensive for foreign buyers and may hurt domestic manufacturers. It makes imported goods cheaper so we can buy a bit more stuff. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.